Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, good day to you. It's going to be fabulous. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with some scattered showers, mainly over the Windward and Moca sections. That's up in the mountains. The high today up to 90 degrees, but the winds, they're northeasterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour, so it feels just a little bit cooler, thankfully. You've got a tea time for you over at Poipu Bay, 8:40, 9:30, 11 o'clock. Southside Men's Club, all 24 strong, getting out to play today at Poipu Bay, along with Pete Williams Group. That's the President's Circle. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, let's thank the people who make this show possible before we talk with Nancy Cross and Jason Sobel. I'm Danielle Tucker.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And our latest sponsor joining in, the Creative Plumbing Team. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Title sponsor for the Hawaii LPGA Lotte Championship. Has signed on for three more years. That's the Lotte Championship in Hawaii, and it'll be played, not sure. Ko'olina has been its home, of course. That's where Michelle Wee won last year. She's the defending champ. The tournament director, Justin George, told Pacific Business News that the hope is that it remains at Ko'olina. There are no contracts at this time, so it could move to another location. Staying right where it is and coming up in a mere 4 months, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Absolutely gorgeous. You've got to go. You've got to get tickets. And maybe you would like to be a volunteer. Joining us now is the tournament director, Nancy Cross. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's only 4 months until the Tournament of Champions. Hyundai, of course, the sponsor. Do you have regulars who come and volunteer every year to make this tournament happen?
Oh, we certainly do, and we couldn't do it without them. We have whole families that come and help us out, and we are already registering volunteers at pgatour.com/Hyundai. So you can go right on and register online. And, you know, we have a great team of volunteers led by Ed Hogan, our volunteer chairperson, and they do a great job for us. And we couldn't do it without them. And we urge everyone to go to pgatour.com/Hyundai and sign up.
That'd be great. You're looking for drivers, marshals, ShotLink, gallery control. Who do you need?
Right. Yeah, we need, you know, all of those categories. We call it on-course and then on-road transportation. So you might be one of the people going to pick up the professionals at the airport. You may be moving volunteers around the course. Again, marshals, we've got walking scorers, ShotLink operators. We have those at admissions, which is handling tickets and information, you know, to all the attendees, just, you know, all kinds of things. So we, you know, urge you to sign up. And you mentioned, you know, we are gearing up, Danielle. Tickets also went on sale in early August, and those are also available online at pgatour.com/Hyundai. A great opportunity, you know, for families to come out. Youth are free with a ticket-holding adult. So those are going to be January 8th through the 12th with the Pro-Am on January the 8th. And the professional competition Friday through Monday.
It's a fabulous opportunity to go for a terrific hike, which the Plantation course is, right? I mean, go for a hike and watch some great golf at the same time.
Yeah, just get a little, good little workout in there, walking all those holes. It's a beautiful course. You know, one of the longer courses that the pros will play. And, you know, we've got about 10 more events until our field is kind of finalized. Of course, we are a winners-only format, so our field is made up of champions from the prior season. Camilo Villegas was our last winner, and we're looking forward to see who wins this weekend at the Barclays.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun if Phil could keep it in the fairway?
Jason Sobel's
coming up to tell us about him ending up in the, well, I guess it's like a, it's like this upper deck observation post.
Yeah. Well, Phil, you know, he obviously was in the running, has been in the running, as has been Ricky Fowler. You know, would love to have Ricky win and come back to the tournament.
Yes, absolutely.
But we're excited. We've got Bubba coming. You know, Matt Kuchar, our defending champion, Zach Johnson, Jason Day. So we're looking forward to a good field. Adam Scott, of course.
A lot of people talk about, you know, shot link. That would be really cool to learn. Do you teach?
Well, we do have training, but they do like to, you know, someone who's a little more comfortable with computers and that type of thing. You know, that's who they seek out for that position.
Okay, and volunteers, they work in like five shifts? And if you,
we say a minimum, you have to work a minimum of three shifts, you know, obviously. And if you work five shifts or more, you do receive a round of golf at the day course. There are some, you know, time restrictions. But I think, you know, we're also, I think, the only tournament that gives, you know, the free uniforms. As far as I know, most tournaments charge volunteers for that, but we do give, you know, the shirts and the hat, and it's just a lot of fun. It's, you know, great to give back to our community, and our tournament has given donations of nearly $5 million since the event moved here in 1999 to Maui and Hawaii charities, you know, including Kapi'olani Medical Center for Women and Children, Boy Scouts of America, Holly Makua, Kalima O'Maui, Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation, and the J. Walter Cameron Center. So, you know, by helping out the event, you know, you're also really helping out the Maui and Hawaii community.
So we're looking for volunteers for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's coming up, the dates. When would somebody have to be available?
Well, definitely January 8th through the 12th.
Eighth?
A minimum of three shifts,
okay,
or 3 days.
And
mm-hmm.
we need drivers, we need marshals, we need shot link operators, we need gallery control, we need ticket takers, we need friendly faces telling people where to go, this way, that way, up and down. And they you'll be maybe on course, so you hold the ropes. That's part of gallery control.
Definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, it's very easy to register. Just go to pgatour.com/Hyundai. You click on volunteers and register online.
Excellent. Do you still do the charity, the charities that you connect up with, and they sell tickets and are able to keep all the proceeds?
Right. We just launched that this week. It's called Golf for Maui Charities. It's open to any nonprofit. You know, you have to submit an IRS determination letter, and that we get anyone the opportunity to sell our grounds tickets, the good any day or the weekly, and the organization will then keep 100% of the net proceeds. So no risk to to the organization at all. If you don't sell the tickets, return them to us after the tournament. And just a great way to get a lot of other organizations involved and a great way to fundraise. Some of the organizations, you know, sell the tickets via their websites. So we urge you to, you know, join in and participate. And if you give us a call at 808-665-9160, we will forward you that information. And again, that's called Golf for Maui Charities. So call us to sign up.
Golf for Maui Charities. You can be someone who has not participated in the past. You can call 808-665-9160, and you sell the tickets. You keep all the money that you earn. Right? And if you don't sell the tickets, you just give them back.
So that's it. No risk for the organization at all. You know, you don't have to buy anything. You're not at risk at being stuck with anything. And, you know, a great golf tournament, you know, featuring champions only. And it just is a great fundraiser for any nonprofit organization.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure speaking with you. Nancy Cross, Executive Director and Tournament Director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, our Tournament Director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. This year, it's January 8th through the 12th at Kapalua's gorgeous plantation course. So I'm really looking forward to being there, looking forward to seeing you. And we need to talk some more but we need to take a break. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Nancy Cross, the tournament director. Hyundai Tournament of Champions, just 4 months away, a little bit more. It's January 8th to the 12th, and we're looking for volunteers, drivers, marshals, shot link operators, gallery control. Is there anything we didn't talk about, Nancy, that you, during the commercial break, had a chance to say, you know, I wish I'd said...
Well, gosh, not really, Danielle. I just urge everyone to support, you know, this great tournament. It is just such a great event for the state of Hawaii. You know, brings in, as you know, Danielle, 70 plus hours of telecast on the Golf Channel. and does a fantastic job of promoting Hawaii and bringing visitors to our state. So just really helps economically and also charitably. So I just, you know, urge everyone to either come out and attend the tournament, come out and volunteer, and just really support not only the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, but the Sony Open the following week. These are just great events for the state of Hawaii.
Awesome. If you'd like to get a ticket or if you'd like to sign up and become a volunteer, go to pgatour.com/Hyundai. And the number to call is 808-665-9160 if you would like to be in the Golf for Charity operation to sell tickets and earn some money for your charity. Thank you, Nancy Cross, Tournament Director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
Danielle, we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
I can't. All righty. Aloha.
Aloha. And, you know, speaking of seeing soon, I really hope that Golf Channel senior writer Jason Sobel, I usually see him at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, although head down and deep into his keyboard writing. He's often at the Sony Open in Hawaii. He is now on the air with us. Good morning, Jason.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You coming back this year?
I hope so. I don't have my schedule yet, and that's usually not determined until Thanksgiving time or so, maybe even a little bit later. So I won't know for a while, but I sure hope so. If I do, I think I've covered the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and Sony Open, oh, probably seven times. It's maybe be my eighth overall. So I hope so. I love it out there.
What do you like about coming to the islands? Is there something that you look forward to other than, I mean, you're working. So what do you like to do when you're not working?
I'm working most of the time that I'm out there, honestly. But it's still nice to be working on the balcony of a hotel with the sunset going down or a rainbow and terrific weather and terrific people around as opposed to working anywhere else. So, I think it's one of the greatest environments, great place to start the year, even though it doesn't start the season anymore for the PGA Tour, great place to start the year. So, like I said, I hope I'm going to push on my boss, my editors, let me come back again, but I hope it's going to happen.
And Jason Sobel, senior writer, Golf Channel, what do you think about, you mentioned that we don't start the season anymore. How would you feel about this long season of golf? Never ending.
I actually wrote a column about it the other day based on some comments that Tim Fincham made in the interview room on Tuesday here at the Barclays, where I am at Richwood Country Club right now. And it's just too long. And I understand it. I understand the need to continue with communities that have supported the PGA Tour for so long. I understand not wanting to push away sponsors who are willing to give millions of dollars to sponsor golf tournaments and have them on television. I understand all of that, and I understand how it can get away from the tour a little bit, and I think it has. And there needs to be a little bit more of a less is more philosophy. Mm-hmm. You think about football season, which is right around the corner now, and people are so jacked up about it because not only do they like football, but they've missed it. They've spent the last 6 months waiting for football to come back. Ever since the Super Bowl, people say, I can't wait for football season. And now that it's upon us, people will go to the TVs in droves and sit in front of TVs for entire Sunday afternoons and watch games because they've missed it so much. And I think golf needs a little bit of that. I think golf needs to be missed. And right now, there's no missing anything in golf because, quite frankly, if you miss a golf tournament 1 week, there's another one on the next week. And there's only 22 days between the seasons now. And within those 22 days of the Ryder Cup, which doesn't count as a PGA Tour event, there is nothing to miss. There's a tournament, really, every single week of the year.
I think we're exhausting some of our star marquee players that draw people to the television set or to a tournament to the point where, you know, it's difficult. And then you have the weeks when their star players aren't playing and there's a letdown to it. I think it was a mistake. Although, as you said, there's a lot of reasons to keep it going. Keeping it going, Phil Mickelson, I mean, how many top tens has he had this year? One?
Yes. Okay. One on the PGA Tour.
And he still is going to the Ryder Cup.
He is. He's on the Ryder Cup team. He qualified for it fair and square.
Yeah.
And it really hasn't been that bad of a year. And I've pointed out very often that even before the PGA Championship, where he finished runner-up and got that first PGA Tour top 10, I think he had about four finishes of top 15 or better. So it's not as if he's missing the cut every week. He's been very frustrated. I caught up with Phil after his round today. Only one of two reporters to speak with him in the locker room before he left the property here at Ridgewood, and he's very frustrated. He said he's just losing his sanity out there on the golf course. Played the final eight holes today in five over par. Wound up hitting another shot on the fifth hole. If you saw the shot yesterday on the fifth hole where he hit one from the hospitality area, he did the exact same thing today. Wound up making par instead of bogey today. Also wagered a fan on 18 as to whether he could make birdie on that hole. He didn't make birdie, he made bogey, had to hand over $20 in cash to the fan. So he had some fun out here, but he certainly isn't in the best place with his game. He's still undecided as to whether he will play next week's Deutsche Bank Championship. And if he doesn't play there, he may not advance in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which means we might not see Phil Mickelson for a very long time.
Well, you know, and he manages, even when he's not playing well, to become a star attraction. I mean, he's high-fiving the kids, making bets with the spectators, ending up, what is that, an observation deck to a slash restaurant where he's hitting off. Did he have to hit off that AstroTurf? He could have taken an unplayable, couldn't he?
He absolutely could have taken a free drop, but he said after yesterday's round that he would have taken a free drop in the hay. It would have been an easy drop to take. So he thought it was the best way to do it, and he made bogey from there, but made par today. So
quite the showman.
Turned out better. He said he was able to practice the shot. He knew his number today, and he hit a little bit softer and didn't hit through the green into the bunker.
And just, fill the thrill, right? You just never know. Why doesn't he come to Kapalua? What doesn't he like about the plantation course?
I don't think he likes the greens, and I've never quite had that conversation with Phil. The excuse he's often used is that he wants more time with his family, and that's always a terrific excuse for golfers because, really, we can't criticize them, and whether it's true or not, in Phil's case, we have no reason to think that it isn't true. We should believe that he wants to spend more time with his family. It's just after the holidays, just after the new year. His kids may not be back at school that very first week of January yet, depending where it falls on the schedule. And if he wants to be home with his family and spending more time there, more power to him. That's exactly why you get to be a superstar in this sport. You get to be an independent contractor because you're allowed to make those decisions for yourself.
Yeah, he's really something. Of course, spending time with the children at their age is critical. It's so important for the children, and that's the most important when you're raising kids. Let's talk about the leader, Cameron Tringale. Now, this is the same fellow who, out of the blue, a couple of days late, calls up and says, hey, I need to DQ myself from the PGA Championship.
A little bit of a weird deal after that, Cameron Tringale.
Can you explain what happened?
Sure. Cameron Tringale, I believe it was the 11th hole of his final round at Valhalla, had a 3-inch putt. I mean, he said it was right next to the hole, and sort of like wavered his club over the ball and kind of didn't quite make an attempt at it, but he wasn't quite sure. His playing partner, Matt Jones, brought it up to him later, and he said he didn't think he did, but about a week later, it was eating at him a little bit, and he said, you know, I just have to disqualify myself. If I happen to get to East Lake for the Tour Championship, I don't want to go back and think that I did something wrong, and I wasn't completely honest, not only with the tournament, but with myself. So he decided to disqualify himself. He's got some good karma going right now. I asked him about that, those 3-inch putts this week, and he joked and said, I'm marking a lot of them, and I'm taking my time over them. So that was pretty funny. Right now he's tied with Adam Scott going into these weekend rounds here.
Yeah. I thought to myself, there is nothing worse than feeling like you've cheated, even if you didn't win, just feeling like you've cheated, and how you can't sleep. It keeps you awake. You can't look people in the eye. You can't look yourself in the eye. You can't look in the mirror and say, I'm a righteous person. I'm okay with the world. He had to, if there was any doubt in his mind, give it up. That's just the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's happened more and more frequently, I think, over the last couple of years, where players aren't quite sure if they've committed a violation or not, and they basically say, I'd rather be safe than sorry, and they have, whether it's disqualified themselves or given themselves a penalty or gone back and at least looked at the video and tried to figure it out. And it's good to see in a game that that people play based on an honor code. It's good to see the players are out here doing this. They're not trying to get away with anything and try to bend the rules a little bit.
Adam Scott, he's co-leader. I love what he said. He wants to be able to get back to number one and at least make Rory McIlroy look over his shoulder. Here comes Adam. Watch out, Rory. You know, what do you think his chances are of actually contending against Rory when Rory's on?
When Rory's on, Rory's the best golfer in the world right now. But I don't know how far Adam Scott is from being that player. It's not as if Adam Scott has all of a sudden relegated himself to a second-class citizen in the world of elite golfers just because Rory McIlroy has won three in a row. And I think that's the tendency for us to look at a player who has played really well over the last month and say, that guy, he's the man, he's the best, no one else can touch him. And if Adam Scott goes and wins this week, plays well over the next 36 holes, and wins this golf tournament, all of a sudden we'll turn our attention from Rory McIlroy to Adam Scott once again and say, boy, he's really good too, you know. And I think it's just this need-it-now society that we live in, and we always kind of tend to look at exactly what happened most recently as opposed to looking at the big picture. I still think Rory McIlroy is the best golfer in the world. I think he's the most talented. I think his upside long-term is much higher than Adam Scott's, but that isn't a knock on Adam Scott whatsoever. Adam Scott is still a terrific player, and if he wants to use Rory McIlroy's recent record as motivation for himself, I think it's terrific. I think that this is what you should want to see if you're a golf fan. You should want to see the best golfer in the world motivating the other best golfers in the world to be playing better golf and continue improving.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels like we're desperate to find someone that we can... I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bring Tiger's name up during this interview. It's like we're desperate to find the Tiger Woods of golf again. You know, and every time we find somebody who's on a streak, he's the man, he's the one, he's our savior. I think we need to treat it almost like any other sport and allow each of these guys to shine in their moment. Sometimes I think we pick on them if they don't live up to our expectations. We take them apart, you know, in the media and discussing. It just seems like it's overkilling and it's overhyping. And I'm uncomfortable in that realm. it makes me feel weird. I was watching Brent Snedeker. I was watching some of the captains pick possibilities and how they're playing, which I'm sure Tom Watson is. Can we take a break and talk finally a little bit about Ryder Cup possibilities?
Sure, sounds good.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Jason Sobel, senior writer at Golf Channel, contributor and sometimes a co-host of Morning Drive. You'll see him. Jason Sobel is known for his very sharp wit. You should follow him. Jason Sobel, GC, Golf Channel, at Jason Sobel, GC. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
That's one of my favorite rejoiners. It's like, that's my game. Or missing it entirely after I think I've prepared myself so well and had such a wonderful practice swing, you know? Looked so good, felt so good, was so smooth. What happens when you put the ball down in front of you and you just swing at that thing? For some reason, everything, and I'm talking about, oh, I don't know, 90% of the people who play golf. That's why I really like Golf Channel's new rules, relaxed rules for playing recreational golf. I like how they've clarified that part, because some of the real diehards were getting just a little bit crazy about the relaxed rules, like we were suggesting that they be played in competition. All right, we're talking with Jason Sobel, senior writer, Golf Channel. You can find him at golfchannel.com. Great writer. Jason, when you watch Brent Snedeker, I mean, last year, the year before, he couldn't not drop the putt. He was almost like this guaranteed on the putting green. Now he missed the cut at Barclays. He's one of the potential captain's picks. Would you take him watching him play this weekend?
That's a great question, Danielle. I think that he's right on the cusp of making that team. I think my picks, if I had to make the picks right now, Keegan Bradley is a lock for that team. And I look at three other players and guys that have been around before, and that's Webb Simpson, Hunter Mahan, and Brant Snedeker as potential players on that team. And I think I'd probably go with Hunter Mahan and Brant Snedeker right now. But I really like Webb Simpson also. He missed the cut, though, this week. And I know Tom Watson must be sitting at home saying, I need somebody to go out there and play well. I need one of these guys to sort of step up and play his best golf. I just don't see Watson picking a player who he isn't familiar with. I mean, we spent time yesterday speaking with Brendan Todd, who's had a terrific year. And he's playing really well once again this week. And we talked about the Ryder Cup, and I spoke with him about you know, what it would mean to him just to be in consideration. And he said all the right things and then said, no, I haven't heard from Tom Watson in an awful long time. It's been a few months. And I just don't think that Tom Watson is going to pick a player like that whom he doesn't have a relationship with and whom he hasn't spoken with in months. So I think it's going to be one of those more well-known players, but they sure aren't giving Tom Watson a reason to pick them right now.
No, and Bubba Watson, dear Bubba, is not enthusiastic, it seems, about playing the game. I want to say, hey, Bubba, you get to play golf for a living. Get happy. Then there's Ricky Fowler, who's doing a great job. Jim Furyk, you know, Jim Furyk is on the team. It's like Jim Furyk didn't do anything stellar. He's steady. And that's what you really want. Jimmy Walker's awesome. Phil Mickelson, well, Phil's Phil. And he always comes together. Then there's Matt Kuchar. And, you know, I'm always concerned about his back spasms. Jordan Spieth, I think he'll rise to the occasion. Patrick Reed, Zach Johnson, You know, even the guys that are guaranteed a position at Ryder Cup. Then we've got the guys who aren't, and that's the captain's pick. This is a tough team. This is going to take the team coming together to really work it as a team and feed off each other, bolster each other's maybe lack of confidence. I feel like we're the underdogs. How do you feel?
Oh, well, of course we're the underdogs. And I think that if I were Tom Watson, I would be playing up that angle. I would be looking at the team and trying to fire them up from that motivational standpoint. I would be putting up bulletin board material. I would be cutting out articles and sending them and emailing them and texting them to all the potential players on that team to get them a little bit fired up and get them playing as underdogs and thinking as underdogs. And I'm not sure that Tom Watson is doing that right now. It does remind me when you speak there of what underdogs the U.S. team is right now. It reminds me of 10 years ago when the European team would come over to the U.S. and specifically 2004 at Oakland Hills, and they were major underdogs. and the U.S. team had Tiger Woods playing great golf, and Phil Mickelson, of course, and all these guys in the prime of their careers, and it was on home turf, and they had the fans behind them. It just looked like it was going to be a whitewash in favor of the U.S. team, and the Europeans, of course, came over and not only won, but just dominated the entire competition. And if the U.S. team can come together, if they can think of themselves as underdogs, who knows what can happen? Because quite frankly, favorites and underdogs don't really matter a whole lot in the game of golf. And we see it on a week-to-week basis that the favorite hardly ever wins, and that goes for team golf as well. Just because one team is favored, just because one team looks better on paper, doesn't mean that the other team can't go out there and win. It's not as if the U.S. team has never gone over to Europe and won before. It's not as if these guys can't play great golf. So, like I said, I'd play up that angle if I were Tom Watson a little bit. He doesn't need my help. He knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. Jason Sobel, you know, we need to talk more often. It's been way too long. He is the senior writer for Golf Channel. You'll find him at golfchannel.com. I was reading. I said, I got to get in touch with Jason because I read this and I so agree with you. After three major duds, the golf gods giveth back at PGA. Let's not sugarcoat things, he wrote at golfchannel.com. As far as golf season goes, this one has stunk worse than Craig Stadler's old socks. And went on from there. Very nicely done. Really well written. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go to the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and we're going to go to Little Creek Casino Resort. Michael Bondicar will be joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking now with Michael Bondicar, Marketing Director, Little Creek Casino Resort. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. After having such a lovely evening in the cigar bar after dinner at Little Creek Casino Resort, it's so nice to talk to you on the show. And I was doing a little bit of background. I thought, you know, the Squaxin people, known, and I found this, known evocatively as the people of the water, members of the modern Squaxin Island tribe reside at seven inlets of southern Puget Sound in Washington. Then everything made sense. And I read about the red cedar Everything, I should have done this before I went to visit you. The Seven Inlets Spa is where I had the best treatment. What a wonderful, wonderful group of people that you have working at Little Creek Casino Resort. All of your restaurants, the spa, the rooms are spacious, the grounds are immaculately kept, the entertainment. Let's start with talking about the entertainment that you bring to Little Creek Casino Resort. I'm really impressed with the names that come to perform there.
Oh, absolutely. It's been great. First of all, thank you for all the great comments. We're glad to have you, the rest of the group there. You know, that's something we look at on a daily basis, you know, especially in our environment, you know, having the right entertainment, very, very important to us, you know, from great boxing matches. We definitely have a lot of ESPN boxing matches. We've had so far three within the last 6 months. You know, we have a lot of viewing parties. We have Montgomery Gentry coming actually tomorrow. We have a concert at the Skookum Event Center. And we have the Isley Brothers coming in September 21st, Boss Skaggs.
Boss Skaggs. Can we say that again? Boss Skaggs is coming, the Isley Brothers. When you have the boxing matches, are these done on, are they broadcast?
Yes, we do the live TV. So there'll be a segment that will be actually live, yes.
That's the quality. That's the quality at Little Creek Casino Resort that I was really impressed with. The entertainment, the food, the just the accommodations, and one more time, the people. The people make your resort, the excellent resort. Now, from what I understand about the Squaxin Island tribe, they are, of course, they're gatherers of seafood. And your buffet, I'm not sure that we're eating what's gathered, probably not enough to feed everybody who comes to your buffet. You've really worked. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I met him. He puts together the food, the menu. Did a wonderful evening with dessert and we call it in Hawaii pupus, you know, small dishes that we tried. And he's from Germany.
Yes, Victor Mortazavi. He's great. We're very lucky to have him. And, you know, we just have a great team at Little Creek. Sort of come together within the last couple years with the help of Michael Starr, our CEO, and just gathering the team. And, you know, from our golf course with our pet golfer, David Kaff, to Victor, and just, you know, doing what we need to do, you know, whether it's the restaurant, spa, the golf, you know, we've done a lot of good work around there. I'm just really glad to have these guys. And the seafood's great. You know, that was one of my first impressions. You know, when I first got there, I was really probably not a big oyster eater, but those oysters will melt in your mouth. It's just the quality of the seafood that catches everybody. Our seafood lounge, you know, it's always packed. You know, we're very, it's kind of small, but, you know, lines out the door. At some point in time, you know, we'll probably have to expand that.
You know, what I'd like to, I'm not sure, you might do this already, but if I'm, you know, I'm standing in line and I notice the people, you know, you're waiting at any good restaurant. We always, people are gathered outside and kind of waiting their turn. And they're right down the hall is this fabulous casino. So we should all have little, like, beepers. And so when, you know, it's your turn to eat, you know, a beeper can go off.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do, you know. We have over 1,200 slot machines. You know, we also have one of the largest non-smoking facilities in the state of Washington, which is pretty important to have. And our customers have really, really, you know, fun, very, you know, very fond of the location and the quality of the games that we have. And it's nice, you know, it's interesting, you know, even the people that like to smoke, they like to go into the non-smoking area. So it's a big thing, and it's been very successful for us.
Yeah, and it's nice. You have the tables, too, in addition to the slots. So if you're...
Yes,
if
tables,
you like to...
and also bingo, keno. It's probably one of the best, you know, locations to get kind of like a, I wouldn't say modern Vegas, but somewhere in the middle. You know, we're not exactly like a Las Vegas style, you know, but we're up there.
Yeah, truly. Now, let's do location. Now, I've been talking about the Little Creek Casino Resort like everybody would know exactly where it is. It's in the Pacific Northwest. It's near Seattle and Tacoma. It's on Puget Sound. Of course, it's near the Seven Inlets, after which the spa is named. And I'm going to go back to the spa because the spa, there was a massage that I had after my round of golf at Salish Cliffs. That was just wonderful. And she used heating pads on my neck. Very, very astute. And, you know, we don't pay enough attention to how much our neck affects the rest of our body. The shoulders and the hips and the knees. We're all connected. Duh, Danielle. But it was very nicely done. Excellent work at Seven Inlets Spa. So when we talk about where Little Creek Casino Resort is, how would you describe that to a person coming in, flying into to Washington State?
Well, definitely you want to fly into, you know, my selection would be to fly into, we're about 70 minutes away, it's a straight shot, you know, basically going south on I-5, getting on 101, and basically we're right off the 108, so, you know, about 70 minutes is about right.
And it's a nice drive.
A nice drive, yeah. You know, you might hit a little bit of traffic depending on the time, but, you know, it's very easy to get to. We're right off the freeway. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff in between. Even if you had to make a pit stop, there's definitely a lot of things to do, especially when you get to the Olympia area and just our surrounding. It's just amazing. Even flying into Seattle, I'm originally from Las Vegas. Flying in, I feel like I'm somewhere else. By the time you land, you kind of feel different. And the summers are just amazing. Definitely not used to the rain yet, but the summers, I would say I've had the best summer of my life last couple months. Yeah,
it's beautiful. I really enjoyed my stay, and I had terrific weather.
Amazing weather.
Yeah, I was very lucky. The colors are just brilliant. Brilliant blue sky, brilliant green at Salish Cliffs, the golf course. After playing at Chambers Bay, where the U.S. Open next year is going to be played, it's a great course. It's beautiful. It's stunning. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's fabulous. It's interesting. It's hot. It's hard. It's hot, again, I say. And then I went to play Salish Cliffs. I went, oh, I love these trees. Thank you for the shade. Thank you for just, you know, the feeling, the moisture. Thank you for, I felt like I was able to rejuvenate, you know, regenerate. And the golf course is beautiful, beautifully done, beautifully set out. And I love the cart ladies. They took really good care of us. The hotel, is that made out of red cedar?
Well, yeah, there's definitely been a lot put into the structure. It's a beautiful building. You know, coming in, there's been a lot of wood utilized throughout the whole property, as you can see. Also a lot of tribal art. And, you know, you can see a lot of different pieces throughout. I believe the idea was just, you know, create a very nice feel, comfortable, you know, inviting feel and look as you walk into the place. And we have two towers now, and I tell you, you know, we've done pretty well. You know, our occupancy is high, and everybody that comes there, they really enjoy themselves. We're starting to get a lot of extended stays there. Create a lot of different packages as far as stay and play. You can combine your golf experience and staying with us. We're coming out with our spa packages here within the next month or so. But you can combine a lot of different things and enjoy yourself. And also very, very family friendly, a Little Creek. We definitely have a pool.
That's indoor pool. The indoor pool, people.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's great. And you see that as you walk through. You know, you can see the excitement with kids playing around. And, you know, if you have your RV, you can definitely use all our amenities. I mean, if I was, you know, driving through, that would be a great place to stop. You know, you can go to the spa, you can, you know, go to the golf course, and go play if you wanted to. You know, we have 700 different restaurants. It just depends what you want. You want to go for a hike, you can go for a hike. You know, And, you know, we're surrounded by, you know, obviously 20-some waterfalls, hundreds of parks. It's just so much stuff happening. And you know, again, you know, with all the new events coming, even with the U.S. Open being 2015, very close to us, you know, it's we're going to have to probably do a few more things to get prepared for that for next year. It's going to be a lot of people. And we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a perfect. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go fly in, rent the RV, and come and stay at your. But then, you know, having the RV, I can go all over the place and then come back to Little Creek Casino Resort and make that my base. Thank you for being on the show, Michael Bondekar, Marketing Director of Little Creek Casino Resort. It's a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting you, a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank
Aloha. We'll talk again soon. We're going to come back and, you know, there's a new equipment line out. Well, no, it's not a new equipment line. It's a really old one. Maybe it's not that old, but it's got Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy as their star players. It's Nike. They've got new clubs. I want to talk to Michael Johnson, Golf Digest senior editor, equipment, about the new clubs, this whole thing about new clubs. It's that time of the year, and the hot list is coming up soon. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae and Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Okay, we're going to find out what Nike's launched on Monday with Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and some little-known television hosts out there playing. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest, Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member, welcome to the show.
Danielle, great to be with you again.
Awesome. Now, before we talk about that product launch and the new irons, I wanted to ask you about just the equipment industry kind of in general, if you don't mind. You know, the Adams Golf closing, PGA pros losing their jobs at Dick's Sporting Goods, TaylorMade cutting back, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the details are. What's your sense of what's happening with the equipment industry?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is what economists would call a correction. I know everyone thinks the news is pretty grim, and if you just kind of look at it year on year or even from 2 years ago, that would be a logical conclusion to draw. But the fact is, equipment sales and the amount being spent on equipment is slightly up from where it was 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I think it's a matter of 2, 3 years ago, especially with TaylorMade, the excitement around their Rocket Balls line of woods and then their Rocket Blades irons, the sales figures were almost artificially inflated because those were products that for the first time in a long time were kind of what we would call a breakthrough product, you know, one that really resonated. garnered, you know, in a disproportional amount of market share. I think what we've seen now is a little bit more of a correction back to that. I also think the consumers have gotten a little wiser. They know the product is turning a little bit faster. Clubs are coming down in price a little bit sooner than maybe they were half a dozen years ago, and they're kind of waiting it out. So I think it's interesting, in talking with the companies over the last couple months, I think you're going to see a number of them alter their business practices a lot to kind of get out of that, you know, kind of ugly cycle.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, one minute I was embracing Rocket blades, you know, the whole Rocket kind of from TaylorMade, and I was getting excited about it. And then they hit me with SLDR, slider, right? I'm like, whoa, I can't keep up like that. I seriously.
Well, and neither can the consumer, right? You pay $400 for a driver, and you don't want to be told 6 months later, oh, by the way, I've got another one that's even better, but it's going to cost you another $400. So I think the companies have kind of finally heard the consumers in that area. And I don't think that means there's going to be any shortage of product introductions, but I do think they'll be more targeted. And I think what they're replacing is not going to be dropped down in price quite as fast nor quite as much.
Oh, good. Because I thought, you know, at this point, they're going to have to do guaranteed sales. In other words, if something doesn't sell in a store, they're going to have to take the product back and not charge the retailer. If they had their own store, if Nike had a Nike store, which it used to, but just a Nike Golf, or if TaylorMade just had a golf store, they wouldn't do that to themselves. Put product out and then say, hey, we've got this new thing, you know. They'd want to make sure they got all their monies out of putting that first thing out there and then bring out the next thing when the market is ready to take on another, financially ready, to take on something new. And when it comes to, I think it's interesting because, didn't you tell me, I think, that putters, well, we keep our putters the longest, right? We're talking with Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member. Is the putter the one that stays in your bag the longest?
Well, it tends to stay in your bag the longest and also the shortest. The fact is, unlike drivers, a lot of us don't own four or five or six drivers. A lot of us do own four or five or six putters.
Oh.
And, you know, I think what happens is players tend to shuffle them in and out of the bag. And, you know, the last time you three-putt the 18th green, you kind of banish it to the garage for a little bit and grab one of the other ones. Putters is the one category, along with wedges, where sales this year have actually been pretty good.
Oh.
The sales in the areas of drivers, fairway woods, hybrids, and irons have been way off. So I think the scoring clubs, the specialty clubs, are resonating with the consumers. There have been some good stories in those areas. And I think the bottom line is, with a putter, everyone's always looking for that magic putter to hold more putts. So that category, I think, is almost immune to everything else.
Okay. So the irons, though, you know, when you get attached to your irons, they're hard to give up because they're, to me, I shouldn't say anybody else, but to me, my irons, I can count on them. And
no doubt about it. I think when you get comfortable with a set of irons, you want to stick with it. Also, as a consumer, it's the biggest purchase you're going to make. A new set of irons is going to run you between $700 and $1,000. So it's a very considered purchase. Most studies have shown that the life cycle for irons with consumers is about 5 to 6 years. And that stands to reason. Plus, they're your kind of precision clubs, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that once you feel comfortable that you know how far you're going to hit that 8-iron, you know you hit it a certain distance, it's kind of tough for you to say, I'm going to go try something else.
It's exactly what you said it for me. My 7-iron, I know what I can do with it. It's my precision club. It's, you know, I can, if I'm, as long as I hit it right, as long as I swing it correctly, it's going to do something beautiful for me. It's one of the ones that I can trust. So I don't want to give up the one that I have in my bag. So here comes Nike, introducing with Jimmy Fallon, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, And they had a contest. Were you there?
I was there. It was quite the spectacle. With the New York skyline at night serving as the backdrop, it was quintessential Nike, glitz and glam. And, Jimmy Fallon added a little bit of additional star power to it. And, Rory and Tiger seemed to genuinely be not only enjoying themselves, but enjoying each other. I thought the dynamic between the two was kind of interesting to watch because, Tiger's kind of renowned for not getting too close to fellow competitors, and in particular, fellow competitors who are kind of a threat to his throne. But him and Rory seem to have, a good camaraderie between them, and it kind of showed that night.
Interesting. I thought it was great seeing Jimmy Fallon have Tiger Woods. What was he? Tiger was playing caddy to Jimmy?
He was. Well, Tiger's on the DL. He wasn't able to hit any shots, but he was pulling clubs left and right for Jimmy Fallon, trying to get him the right one to hit out there.
And then they had a target where you had to, kind of like Big Break does those, breaking the glass. They were breaking faces. And it was Rory against Jimmy. Jimmy actually hit a couple. That was spectacular.
Well, it was fun to watch. I mean, the two of them appeared on his show, and that was one of the deals they did. And I actually thought it was fun not only to see Fallon, tag a couple and break the glass, but how Rory kind of buckled down at the end when they were determining who was going to win. I don't think he wanted to take the razzing that Fallon still gives Woods from when he beat him at his own video.
That's
game.
Right. That was really good. It was fun. Tiger does seem a little bit more approachable, and for all the people who don't like Tiger, I'm sorry to be saying this, but... because it'll upset you. But he does seem much more approachable, affable, just more comfortable in his own skin. And I hear he's also looking a little less buff. Not buff, I mean like chunky, that he's slimming down a little. Did you notice that?
Well, he certainly looked that on the Fallon show. And Nike followed up their event on Monday with another event on Tuesday, which was a little bit more of a deep dive into the technology of the clubs with their R&D team. And they also brought in Woods to talk with some of the media. So we got a few minutes with Tiger as well. And, he looks in great shape. I mean, he usually does anyway. But I really do feel once this back thing gets fully healed, it's not out of the realm of possibility that he's going to come back. And him and McIlroy, along with a few of the others, people like Ricky Fowler and the like, it could get really exciting. A couple of the old guys, Woods and Mickelson, a couple of the young guys, McIlroy and Fowler, it could really be great for golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were there. Did Tiger Woods really say that he is using the same loft lengths, shafts, and grips that he's used since the age of 15?
Well, in his irons, pretty much, yeah. And as he said, he likes weak lofts in his irons. So whereas, McIlroy's pitching wedge is 45 degrees, Tiger's is 47. And he said it's just what he's always been comfortable with. Again, as you were saying before, you feel comfortable with it. You have confidence in it. And he's used kind of the same grips, the same, true temper shafts in his irons. He's evolved in his metal woods over the years. But his irons have been strikingly consistent, which makes his move to the Vapor Pro irons significant. I mean, it's the first time, it is a muscle back, but it's not a true, butter knife muscle back. So when those go in the bag for him, that'll be his first significant departure in terms of an iron, really, since he was a teenager.
Wow, that's, and now this is where I get, when I heard Cindy Davis talking on a clip, modern muscle is the, what they're talking about being the breakthrough technology in this club. What is modern muscle?
Well, it's interesting. It's a catchy term, but it actually had its origins in iron built in 1954, which is the Ben Hogan Precision Iron. And what Hogan designed back then was an iron with more weight out on the toe. And the reason that was the case is the center of gravity on irons, for the most part, really is not in the center of the face. It's actually a little bit heelward. And the reason for that is the weight of the hosel gives the heel area, you know, more weight shift that way.
Yeah.
So if you they looked at the wear mark on Tiger's irons, and they noticed it was slightly inside the center. And when they talked to him, it was because he said, that's where it feels like I'm getting the meat of the shot. That's where the sweet spot is. So the modern muscle moves some weight out to the toe, and by moving it out to the toe, the center of gravity shifts slightly more to the center, much more dead center in the club, and that's what they're trying to achieve there.
Ah, that way, if you have the propensity to go toward the hosel to get that sweet spot, as Tiger described it, if you're off, you're going to hit a hosel shot. So if by putting the gravity, the weight kind of closer to the toe, you get that center of the club face is where you, so you have more space to make an error.
Well, it actually works. That's true, but it works in really two ways. For the pros, they want to hit it in the center. So having the center of gravity there makes more sense.
Yeah.
For the everyday amateur, the high majority of amateurs mishit their irons on the toe.
Oh.
Now there's more weight out in that area. So amateurs are going to get a better result on their hit as well.
Interesting. Okay, so there's three different versions of this, and they're pricey, $9.99. I love how they still say $9.99. $999. Just tell me it's $1,000, okay? I'm not stupid. So anyway, all right, so there's the Vapor Pro, and that's the one that has had this huge input from Tiger Woods, right, with the... That's going to replace the traditional blade?
Correct, yeah. The Vapor Pro is what the tour players, for the most part, are going to be using. It is a very playerish iron. I mean, even though it's got the modern muscle on it and a little bit more forgiveness than the traditional muscle back, you know, unless you have a reserved parking spot in the player's lot at the Barclays, I'm not so sure... you're going to want to go that route unless you are a very highly skilled amateur.
Okay.
But it is a meaty club, no doubt about it.
Okay, so then let's go to something that's more for the rest of us, like the 99.99 Vapor Pro Combo. Who's that for?
Yeah, I think the Pro Combo is a great set for a lot of players. I think if you were someone in that, you know, 5 to... 10, 12 handicap range. It's a really good club, but I was speaking with Nick Watney, who uses a split set of irons right now, and he thought, you know, Pro Combo could be a possible good choice for him as well. What they do essentially is, you know, the long irons, the 3, 4, 5, they're a little more game improvement-like, closer to what the speed iron is in the Vapor series, and then the 6, 7 are kind of traditional game, not quite real heavy game improvement irons, but game improvement enough. And then the short irons are much more player-like because even most everyday players can still handle a short iron of almost any type.
I gotcha. And then so, but for the probably, as one person said, the most appealing, widely appealing, the Vapor Speed. Is that for the recreational player, so to speak?
Well, it is, and it'll help them, but I actually think some pretty good players could benefit from this, too. I actually spent, they let the media hit a lot of shots with the clubs after Woods, McIlroy, and Fallon were done with their deal, and I spent a lot of time actually hitting the speed irons because I wanted to see how they would react, and what I found was the long irons were incredibly easy to hit and launch in the air. And even the short irons really did not look super game improvement-like. I mean, I think people say because it's the third of the group, it's kind of for the chopper. I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would think this is for someone in, you know, the teens and the handicap range. You know, something from 12 to 19, something like that. It's a great set, very easy to hit, very forgiving, and longer than the other two.
Interesting. Do you think a lot of other, you know, you're getting ready for the hot list. I mean, it's August. Doesn't the hot list come out in February?
In March. Well, It's the March issue of Golf Digest, but we usually introduce it right around the time of the PGA Merchandise Show, the last week in January.
So you're, you know, I just was talking with Nancy Cross, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. She's got 4 months, and then it's already time for her tournament. We're almost at the end of the year. When are they going to give you all of the clubs that you put together the hot list that it's based on?
Well, we have already been doing our annual visits to all the equipment companies. We have a few more to go still, but we've already had some of them where they outlined for us their entire 2015 product line. And we'll have the bulk of those clubs, you know, in our office in Connecticut probably no later than the first week of September.
Wow. And that's when you get all the regular people together to test the clubs. How do you choose who gets to do that?
Well, our hot list testers are our panel. I have to say, I have admiration for those 16 people that goes beyond anything I can even articulate. They're the most diligent group I've ever seen. Most people would agree it's almost impossible to hit those many balls and have your last one be as good as your first. But these guys seem to do it year in and year out. And over the years, we've kind of had processes where, you know, we've asked people to write in and give us a reason why they'd make a good hot list tester. And for a number of years, we would churn 4 or 5 testers through every year and cycle people in and out. What we found is being a good hot list tester, it's really hard to find. So when we find ones we like, we tend to keep them. So our group kind of tends to stay pat every year, with maybe 1 or 2 people cycling out and 1 or 2 coming in.
So then you have your group of hot list testers. They go through all of the clubs that you give them to test. You get the results that they give you, and then you at Golf Digest get together as a team to talk about everything?
Right. What we do with our testers is we have 16 player testers, and we actually assign one editor to every 2 testers. So every shot is being observed by an editor.
Wow.
So if they come back to us and start talking in glowing terms about a club and what we observed didn't really match up with that, we're going to press them pretty hard on why they're saying that, or vice versa. So we want to make sure what our eyes see kind of match up with what they're saying. And if it doesn't, we're going to question them even more, you know, in depth to find out why that is. So then we take all the data points, some of it numeric, some of it obviously articulated through comments, and the hot list judges, we basically stay in a room for the better part of 10 to 12 days, poring over all this, you know, kind of going over every bit of information we have, and that's how we come to our conclusion.
Wow, that's intense. I almost said that's insane.
Well, it can be both insane and intense, and some of the discussions and debates get pretty heated, no doubt about it.
Oh, I bet, you know, over, you know, little points, because, you know, one thing can make it a gold, and just one could make it turn it into a silver. And if you're married to one opinion, yeah, hey.
Well, just to give you an idea, when we were just deciding which driver was going to be the top driver in just our innovation category, so one little category and just 2 clubs, it took us over 11 hours to come to that conclusion this year.
Wow. Okay.
Because it was that close.
Yeah.
You could make arguments for both of them.
Wow, it sounds like a jury room, you know?
It's very much like that.
Yeah, bring in the pizza. We're going to be here for a while. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest, Senior Equipment Editor, and, of course, Digital Now, Golf World. Thank you so much. Hot list team member. I look forward to talking with you again soon, Mike.
Anytime, Danielle. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. We're going to come back and talk with Michael Patrick Shields. He's been cruising Kauai. I bet you he's enjoying it. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the world grows too intrusive, escape to one that's all your own. The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
At Poipu Bay, you could play around at 11 o'clock today. The Southside Men's Club, 24 strong going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And speaking of sweet, Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, has been enjoying the beautiful island of Kauai, staying at the Kauai Marriott, the Grand Hyatt, the St. Regis Princeville, playing at all of the beautiful golf courses, Kauai Lagoons, Puakea, Poipu Bay, Prince Course, the Makai Course at Princeville, spa treatments, dinners. My goodness, Michael Patrick Shields and your fiancée, Lisa, are you having a good time?
Aloha. How are you over on Oahu? Nice to talk to you, madam.
On Oahu, we're trying to figure out just how to get around to the traffic.
And oh, gosh.
Yeah. But now, where are you now? I'm trying to look at my schedule.
Well, you know, you wouldn't want to try to keep up with it because we've been hot-footing it all around the island. And the amazing thing to me is once you land at the airport, and you get through very quickly, I thought, by the way, you are resorting in a matter of about 2 miles, it seems like. We started at the Kauai Marriott, which you could literally walk there if you wanted to, and that's really nice, especially if you have a late flight. And, we got in at about 9 o'clock, and by 10 o'clock, we were, you know, virtually poolside there.
Wow. Poolside at 10 o'clock after arriving at 8.
Just because the resort is big, and once you check in, you know, there's a 7-mile walk to your room. But other than that, no, I'm only joking.
I know
you are. The beauty of that is that, you know, I learned that you can only build a hotel that's as high as a palm tree, and so that's about 4 stories, mm-hmm. and that's why there are no high rise, at least on Kauai, mm-hmm. and so everything is sort of spread out and gently laid into the land, and that's really neat, too.
That's why it's special. That's exactly right. Okay, yeah. So where have you landed? Where are you now?
Well, we started at the Kauai Marriott, and Nicole Pizzario there was very nice to welcome us. And it was, again, only a little short time before I got to see what a Kauai Lagoons golf club looked like. And you were right. I mean, it just has that feeling of Turnberry in Scotland with the lighthouse there.
Yes.
At the opening of the bay.
Yes.
And it's fast and fun. And they had a wine and nine where they gave you a bottle of wine and sent you out there to play nine in the evening.
Yes.
And it was really cool. Paul Ito, you probably know all these people. He was just such a really fine gentleman. And sure enough, they shove a bottle of wine in your cooler on the cart and off you go. And I don't think you can care too much about the score because the scenery is so beautiful and the friendliness is just fantastic.
That's,
there are all sorts of artwork around there, too, like statues in the ponds and really cool things. It was very dramatic and a great way to get started.
You can thank Chris Hemeter. That was his vision in the 80s. He started that hotel. Yes, all the statues and the ponds and what have you. Okay, so it's a gorgeous, gorgeous location because you're overlooking the Naweli-Weli Harbor and the bay. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun, and it's all like that pool. It's a huge round pool with hot tubs all around it, and it's also very close to Pu'akea, where I went to play golf in the morning, too. And Kelly Hines was there, and she was very friendly, and she fed me this breakfast of was corned beef and rice and eggs, and so it was like something sort of a different Hawaiian-style breakfast.
Yes.
You know, that little golf club, it's a little golf course, and it has just these little tiny buildings as a restaurant, but I noticed a lot of people were coming there just for breakfast, too, because it was, including the manager of the Marriott I ran into there. So,
what are you doing here?
Yeah, it was very, very sweet.
Well, going from the south side, where Poipu Bay Golf Course is, up to Princeville, where, of course, the Makai Course and the Prince Course, it's a very short drive. It's not a big island. So as you said, it's like from one side to another. You land in the middle at Lihue, and you go, when you come out of the airport, I think you go, is it left to go south and right to go north? And, you know, there's a little bit of traffic in between, not a lot. Once you get to where you're going, you really don't want to move, but you did. So after being at Kalapaki Beach at the Kauai Marriott, off to the Grand Hyatt Kauai Resort and Spa.
And that was really cool because they had a lagoon. They have a swimming pool with water slides built into the rocks. And then there's a natural lagoon. You know, if you don't want to swim in the ocean, you can swim in the saltwater lagoon. And it's as if you're, you know, snorkeling in caves. And you can even kayak on that little lagoon if you want to. It's man-made, and it's really kid-friendly and super-friendly there. And we also had a couple's massage there,
which was
very nice. And I like that resort a lot, too, because of the scenery. Every room we had a view of the sea, and so that was very special, too. And Diane Hartman was the PR lady there. And, of course, when I got over to Poipu Bay, where that Grand Slam had been all those years, the golf course there, and Craig Sestada
isn't
was the
Craig
general manager.
Yes, he's
these people are so nice.
Yes.
And that's the thing, Danielle. When you come to play these world-class courses, you kind of expect, oh, it's going to be a little stuffy or a little snobby, but when you go around and you meet people like I did, like Steve Murphy at Princeville.
Yes.
And Alex Nakajima at Makai, at the Princeville Makai course.
Yes.
And these are extremely friendly gentlemen who are an awful lot of fun. And that's the thing that I came away with, is if you're on vacation there, it is super friendly. They're all doing creative things to try to grow the game. Steve Murphy, in the evening, they turn their driving range at Princeville into a learning course. With larger holes, and so they shut down the driving range at like 5 or 4 or 5 in the evening, and you play this little course, and it costs virtually nothing for kids to play it with their families, and so they're all being very, very, very creative, and Doug Sutter I met, too. He's a young guy who's very assertive about promoting the Makai Golf Club, and he taught me what Makai means, and since you probably know that, what that means, right?
You mean ocean?
Yeah, to the sea.
Yes.
Toward the sea.
Yes.
So when you get up there on top of the Makai Golf Club and you can look down and see with one sweep of the eye all the way from Tunnels Beach, where I'm told Pierce Brosnan lives, over to the Queen's Bath, which I saw from up there. It's just really gorgeous stuff.
Now, let me give you one other. Kai is salt water. So
okay.
Makai going toward the salt water. And Y, W-A-I, is freshwater. So you've just had your language, you've all had your Hawaiian language lesson of the day. Kai is saltwater and Wai is freshwater. Ah, now, you've gone to the St. Regis Princeville.
Whoo, when you walk into the lobby of that hotel and you see that panorama to the left through the glass, it just stops you in your tracks. The mountain, was that a volcano? It looks as if there's a big crater in the middle of it.
The whole island was a volcano. Hello?
Thank you. I'm learning more still. But it's just gorgeous. And that hotel's built right, as you know, into the side of the cliff. So
yes.
It's barely noticeable even when you're there. And we took a kayak and we kayaked up the river. And that was really good snorkeling, as you told me it would be right there, too.
Wow.
And Yeah, it was really cool.
You guys had a great, great journey.
Yeah, and I sat at Pierce Brosnan's table at the Kauai Grill there at the St. Regis. They told me this is the table at which he always sits. So, and I met so many people who knew him, too. We went to this little restaurant. It was called the Tiki Man Pizza. And I guess apparently they shot a scene from The Descendants at this little place. Mm-hmm. And a picture of George Clooney on the wall in there. And the waitress, her boyfriend's parents are friends with Pierce. And everywhere I went, like Steve Murphy said, he'd played golf with Pierce Brosnan and President Clinton. And Doug Sutter said he'd been teaching him. And they all said that he's trying very hard to be a good golfer, but he's not quite there yet.
Hey, what's good? You know what I'm saying? As long as you have a good time. So you enjoyed the food, the people, the places you stayed. I mean, I love
the weather.
The weather was fabulous for you, and you played at the Kauai Lagoons, Puakea, Poipu Bay, the Prince Course, the Makai Course. Your pictures are on your Facebook page, and all of your comments are at traveltattler.com.
Yes, I'll be writing for Gannett newspapers next week all about that. Yeah, I got so many different storylines out of a visit like this as a travel writer that some of them are personality profiles, some of them are golf course features, some of them are resort related. For instance, the Princeville chaperones there at the St. Regis, when they watch your kids, they don't just watch your kids, they treat them to learning about the sea and learning about the ocean and going tide pooling and all those little angles of the way that Hawaii is extending this really fantastic, welcoming spirit. I don't want to gush, but man alive, it was a nice trip. And it's also interesting to me to have visited Kauai for the first time and see the different nature of each of the Hawaiian islands. There's a distinctive difference, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Everyone is its own personality. I mean, I love them all. Because they're all their own. Maui is different from the Big Island, is different from Kauai, is different from Oahu, is different from Lanai, is different from Molokai. I mean, and they're all wonderful. They all have whatever mood you're in. I feel like going, you know, people say, where do you want? Well, I kind of feel like going to, it's because you're going to a personality, and what mood you're in sets the tone for which island you want to go to. And it's awesome. And Lisa had a wonderful time?
Yeah, she sure did. She'd never been to Kauai either, so we explored it and learned it all together. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of weddings. This is statewide. You probably have more weddings than anyone else in the world, and there's evidence of that.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of romance, plenty of families, plenty of golfers. It seems like something for everyone, and everything from zip lining to snorkeling to diving and
Hiking. Everybody loves hiking. Michael Patrick Shields, I can't wait to read what you've written. It's time to close the show. Any final comments?
Oh, I can't. We definitely went down to Queen's Bath. We did not jump in, but we took our leis, as you advised me, cut them in half, and threw them back in the Pacific in the hopes that we will return to Hawaii soon.
Of course you will. You better.
I hope so.
I hope you get married here. That would be very cool. You must invite me. Okay. Say hi for me to Lisa. Aloha, and thanks for being on the show.
Aloha.
Okay. Mahalo.
And thank you to the people who make this show possible. Our newest sponsor is Creative Plumbing. And whether you're a building or a shopping center, a store, a home, a townhouse, it doesn't matter. Call Creative Plumbing. Because it's got to be done right, and it won't wait. So call Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armand Chong, great dentist, dental director for the Hawaii TMJ Institute. His number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Craig Sasada, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Robert Trent Jones, Jr., he built so many gorgeous golf courses. Each one has its own personality, and you will truly enjoy the personality of Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. A South Shore gem, I'd say. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. For protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, for your special event. Like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Call for all we need. Volunteers, go to PGA Tour/Hyundai and register. Buy tickets too. Hyundai Tournament of Champions coming up. first weeks of January. And Acura of Honolulu, another wonderful sponsor. Military appreciation never ends at Acura. Year long, get the additional special $750 off their pricing. And they've got new models coming in. We're going to be talking with TJ next week about the new models Acura has on the floor for you to go test drive. And it's always a great day to go test drive in Acura. You can go down to 777 Ala Moana, ask for TJ and tell him, hey, I'd like to test drive an Acura today. Avance Salon, color, cut, silkening technology, extensions, manicure, pedicure, all the services. And HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. That's HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.